Ezechiel chapter 41. A description of the temple, and of all the parts of it. 41:1. And he brought me into the temple, and he measured the front 6 cubits broad on this side, and 6 cubits on that side, the breadth of the tabernacle. The temple. This plan of a temple, which was here shown to the prophet in a vision, partly had relation to the material temple, which was to be rebuilt, and partly, in a mystical sense, to the spiritual temple of God, the Church of Christ. 41:2. And the breadth of the gate was 10 cubits, and the sides of the gate 5 cubits on this side, and 5 cubits on that side. And he measured the length thereof 40 cubits, and the breadth 20 cubits. 41:3. Then going inward he measured the front of the gate 2 cubits, and the gate 6 cubits, and the breadth of the gate 7 cubits. 41:4. And he measured the length thereof 20 cubits, and the breadth 20 cubits, before the face of the temple. And he said to me, This is the Holy of Holies. 41:5. And he measured the wall of the house 6 cubits, and the breadth of every side chamber 4 cubits round about the house on every side. 41:6. And the side chambers one by another, worked wise 33. And they bore outwards, that they might enter in through the wall of the house and the sides round about, to hold in, and not to touch the wall of the temple, one by another, or one over another, literally, side to side, or side upon side. 41:7. And there was a broad passage round about, going up by winding stairs, and it led into the upper loft of the temple all round. Therefore was the temple broader in the higher parts, and so from the lower parts they went to the higher by the midst. 41:8. And I saw in the house the height round about, the foundations of the side chambers which were the measure of a reed the space of 6 cubits. 41:9. And the thickness of the wall for the side chamber without, which was 5 cubits. And the inner house was within the side chambers of the house. And the inner house was within the side chambers of the house. Because these side chambers were in the very walls of the temple all round. Or, it may also be rendered, more agreeably to the Hebrew, so as to signify that the thickness of the wall for the side chamber within, was the same as that of the wall without. That is, equally 5 cubits. 41:10. And between the chambers was the breadth of 20 cubits round about the house on every side. 41:11. And the door of the side chambers was turned towards the place of prayer. One door was toward the north, and another door was towards the south. And the breadth of the place for prayer, was 5 cubits round about. 41:12. And the building that was separate, and turned to the way that looked toward the sea, was 70 cubits broad in the wall of the building, 5 cubits thick round about, and 90 cubits long. 41:13. And he measured the length of the house, 100 cubits, and the separate building, and the walls thereof, 100 cubits in length. 41:14. And the breadth before the face of the house, and of the separate place toward the east, 100 cubits. 41:15. And he measured the length of the building over against it, which was separated at the back of it, and the galleries on both sides 100 cubits, and the inner temple, and the porches of the court. 41:16. The thresholds, and the oblique windows, and the galleries round about on three sides, over against the threshold of every one, and floored with wood all round about. And the ground was up to the windows, and the windows were shut over the doors. 41:17. And even to the inner house, and without all the wall round about within and without, by measure. 41:18. And there were cherubims and palm trees wrought, so that a palm tree was between a cherub and a cherub, and every cherub had two faces. 41:19. The face of a man was toward the palm tree on one side, and the face of a lion was toward the palm tree on the other side, set forth through all the house round about. 41:20. From the ground even to the upper parts of the gate, were cherubims and palm trees wrought in the wall of the temple. 41:21. The threshold was 4 square, and the face of the sanctuary side to side. The threshold was 4 square. That is, the gate of the temple was 4 square, and so placed as to answer the gate of the sanctuary within. 41:22. The altar of wood was 3 cubits high, and the length thereof was 2 cubits, and the corners thereof, 8 the length thereof, and the walls thereof, were of wood. And he said to me, This is the table before the Lord. 41:23. And there were 2 doors in the temple, and in the sanctuary. 41:24. And in the 2 doors on both sides were 2 little doors, which were folded within each other. for there were two wickets on both sides of the doors. 41:25. And there were cherubims also wrought in the doors of the temple, and the figures of palm trees, like as were made on the walls. For which cause also the planks were thicker in the front of the porch without. 41:26. Upon which were the oblique windows, and the representation of palm trees on this side, and on that side in the sides of the porch, according to the sides of the house, and the breadth of the walls. Ezekiel chapter 42. That description of the courts, chambers, and other places belonging to the temple. 42:1. And he brought me forth into the outward court by the way that leadeth to the north, and he brought me into the chamber that was over against the separate building, and over against the house toward the north. 42:2. In the face of the north door was the length of 100 cubits, and the breadth of 50 cubits. 42:3. Over against the 20 cubits of the inner court, and over against the pavement of the outward court that was paved with stone, where there was a gallery joined to a triple gallery. 42:4. And before the chambers was a walk 10 cubits broad, looking to the inner parts of a way of 1 cubit, and their doors were toward the north. 42:5. Where were the store chambers lower above? Because they bore up the galleries, which appeared above out of them from the lower parts, and from the midst of the building. 42:6. For they were of 3 stories, and had not pillars, as the pillars of the courts. Therefore did they appear above out of the lower places, and out of the middle places, 50 cubits from the ground. 42:7. And the outward wall that went about by the chambers, which were towards the outward court on the forepart of the chambers, was 50 cubits long. 42:8. For the length of the chambers of the outward court was 50 cubits, and the length before the face of the temple, 100 cubits. 42:9. And there was under these chambers, an entrance from the east, for them that went into them out of the outward court. 42:10. In the breadth of the outward wall of the court that was toward the east, over against the separate building, and there were chambers before the building. 42:11. And the way before them was like the chambers which were toward the north. They were as long as day, and as broad as day, and all the going into them, and their fashions, and their doors were alike. 42:12. According to the doors of the chambers that were towards the south, there was a door in the head of the way, which way was before the porch, separated towards the east as one enter within. 42:13. And he said to me, the chambers of the north, and the chambers of the south, which are before the separate building, they are holy chambers, in which the priests shall eat, that approach to the Lord into the Holy of Holies. There they shall lay the most holy things, and the offering for sin, and for trespass. For it is a holy place. 42:14. And when the priests shall have entered in, they shall not go out of the holy places into the outward court, but there they shall lay their vestments, wherein they minister, for they are holy, and they shall put on other garments, and so they shall go forth to the people. 42:15. Now when he had made an end of measuring the inner house, he brought me out by the way of the gate that looked toward the east, and he measured it on every side round about. 42:16. And he measured toward the east with the measuring reed, 500 reeds with the measuring reed round about. 42:17. And he measured toward the north 500 reeds with the measuring reed round about. 42:18. And towards the south he measured 500 reeds with the measuring reed round about. 42:19. And toward the west he measured 500 reeds, with the measuring reed. 42:20. By the 4 winds he measured the wall thereof on every side round about, 500 cubits and 500 cubits broad, making a separation between the sanctuary and the place of the people. Ezekiel chapter 43. The glory of God returns to the new temple. The Israelites shall no more profane God's name by idolatry. The prophet is commanded to shew them the dimensions and form of the temple and of the altar, with the sacrifices to be offered thereon. 43:1. And he brought me to the gate that looked towards the east. 43:2. And behold, the glory of the God of Israel came in by the way of the east, and his voice was like the noise of many waters, and the earth shone with his majesty. 43:3. And I saw the vision according to the appearance which I had seen when he came to destroy the city, and the appearance was according to the vision which I had seen by the river Tabor, and I fell upon my face. 43:4. And the majesty of the Lord went into the temple by the way of the gate that looked to the east. 43:5. And the Spirit lifted me up and brought me into the inner court. And behold, the house was filled with the glory of the Lord. 43:6. And I heard one speaking to me out of the house, and the man that stood by me, 43:7, said to me, Son of man, the place of my throne, and the place of the soles of my feet, where I dwell in the midst of the children of Israel forever. And the house of Israel shall no more profane my holy name, they and their kings by their fornications, and by the carcasses of their kings, and by the high places. 43:8. They who have set their threshold by my threshold, and their posts by my posts. And there was but a wall between me and them, and they profaned my holy name by the abominations which they committed, for which reason I consumed them in my wrath. 43:9. Now therefore let them put away their fornications, and the carcasses of their kings far from me, and I will dwell in the midst of them forever. 43:10. But thou, son of man, shew to the house of Israel the temple, and let them be ashamed of their iniquities, and let them measure the building. 43:11. And be ashamed of all that they have done. Shew them the form of the house, and of the fashion thereof, the goings out and the comings in, and the whole plan thereof, and all its ordinances, and all its order, and all its laws, and thou shalt write it in their sight, that they may keep the whole form thereof, and its ordinances, and do them. 43:12. This is the law of the house upon the top of the mountain, all its border round about, most holy. This then is the law of the house. 43:13. And these are the measures of the altar by the truest cubit, which is a cubit and a handbreadth. The bottom thereof was a cubit, and the breadth a cubit, and the border thereof unto its edge, and round about, one handbreadth. And this was the trench of the altar. 43:14. And from the bottom of the ground to the lowest brim 2 cubits, and the breadth of 1 cubit. And from the lesser brim to the greater brim 4 cubits, and the breadth of 1 cubit. 43:15. And the aerial itself was 4 cubits, and from the aerial upward were 4 horns. The aerial, that is, the altar itself, or rather the highest part of it, upon which the burnt offerings were laid. In the Hebrew it is Herul, that is, the mountain of God, but in the following verse Ariel, that is, the Lion of God, a figure, from its consuming, and as it were devouring the sacrifices, as a lion devours its prey. 43:16. And the aerial was 12 cubits long, and 12 cubits broad, 4 square, with equal sides. 43:17. And the brim was 14 cubits long, and 14 cubits broad in the 4 corners thereof. And the crown round about it was 1/2 cubit, and the bottom of it 1 cubit round about. And its steps turned toward the east. 43:18. And he said to me, Son of man, thus saith the Lord God, these are the ceremonies of the altar, in what day soever it shall be made, that holocausts may be offered upon it, and blood poured out. 43:19. And thou shalt give to the priests, and the Levites, that are of the race of Zadok, who approach to me, saith the Lord God, to offer to me a calf of the herd for sin. 43:20. And thou shalt take of his blood, and shalt put it upon the 4 horns thereof, and upon the 4 corners of the brim, and upon the crown round about. And thou shalt cleanse, and expiate it. 43:21. And thou shalt take the calf, that is offered for sin, and thou shalt burn him in a separate place of the house without the sanctuary. 43:22. And in the second day thou shalt offer a he-goat without blemish for sin, and they shall expiate the altar, as they expiated it with the calf. 43:23. And when thou shalt have made an end of the expiation thereof, thou shalt offer a calf of the herd without blemish, and the ram of the flock without blemish. 43:24. And thou shalt offer them in the sight of the Lord, and the priests shall put salt upon them, and shall offer them a holocaust to the Lord. 43:25. 7 days shalt thou offer a he-goat for sin daily. They shall offer also a calf of the herd, and the ram of the flock without blemish. 43:26. 7 days shall they expiate the altar, and shall cleanse it, and they shall consecrate it. Consecrate it, literally, fill its hand, that is, dedicate and apply it to holy service. 43:27. And the days being expired, on the 8th day and thenceforward, the priests shall offer your holocausts upon the altar, and the peace offerings, and I will be pacified towards you, saith the Lord God. Ezekiel chapter 44. The east gate of the sanctuary shall be always shut. The uncircumcised shall not enter into the sanctuary. nor the Levites that have served idols. But the sons of Zadok shall do the priestly functions, who stood firm in the worst of times. 44:1. And he brought me back to the way of the gate of the outward sanctuary, which looked towards the east. And it was shut. 44:2. And the Lord said to me, This gate shall be shut, it shall not be opened, and no man shall pass through it. Because the Lord the God of Israel hath entered in by it, and it shall be shut. 44:3. For the prince himself shall sit in it, to eat bread before the Lord. He shall enter in by the way of the porch of the gate, and shall go out by the same way. 44:4. And he brought me by the way of the north gate, in the sight of the house. And I saw, and behold, the glory of the Lord filled the house of the Lord. And I fell on my face. 44:5. And the Lord said to me, Son of man, attend with thy heart and behold with thy eyes, and hear with thy ears, all that I say to thee concerning all the ceremonies of the house of the Lord, and concerning all the laws thereof. And mark well the ways of the temple, with all the goings out of the sanctuary. 44:6. And thou shalt say to the house of Israel that provoketh me, Thus saith the Lord God, Let all your wicked doings suffice you, O house of Israel. 44:7. In that you have brought in strangers uncircumcised in heart, and uncircumcised in flesh, to be in my sanctuary, and to defile my house. And you offer my bread, the fat, and the blood. And you have broken my covenant by all your wicked doings. 44:8. And you have not kept the ordinances of my sanctuary. But you have set keepers of my charge in my sanctuary for yourselves. 44:9. Thus saith the Lord God. No stranger uncircumcised in heart, and uncircumcised in flesh, shall enter into my sanctuary, no stranger that is in the midst of the children of Israel. 44:10. Moreover the Levites that went away far from me, when the children of Israel went astray, and have wandered from me after their idols, and have borne their iniquity. 44:11. They shall be officers in my sanctuary, and doorkeepers of the gates of the house, and ministers to the house. They shall slay the holocausts, and the victims of the people, and they shall stand in their sight, to minister to them. 44:12. Because they ministered to them before their idols, and were a stumbling block of iniquity to the house of Israel. Therefore have I lifted up my hand against them, saith the Lord God, and they shall bear their iniquity. 44:13. And they shall not come near to me, to do the office of priest to me, neither shall they come near to any of my holy things that are by the holy of holies. But they shall bear their shame, and their wickednesses which they have committed. 44:14. And I will make them doorkeepers of the house, for all the service thereof, and for all that shall be done therein. 44:15. But the priests, and Levites, the sons of Zadok, who kept the ceremonies of my sanctuary, when the children of Israel went astray from me, they shall come near to me, to minister to me. And they shall stand before me, to offer me the fat, and the blood, saith the Lord God. 44:16. They shall enter into my sanctuary, and they shall come near to my table, to minister unto me, and to keep my ceremonies. 44:17. And when they shall enter in at the gates of the inner court, they shall be clothed with linen garments. Neither shall any woolen come upon them, when they minister in the gates of the inner court and within. 44:18. They shall have linen mitres on their heads, and linen breeches on their loins, and they shall not be girded with anything that causeth sweat. 44:19. And when they shall go forth to the outward court to the people, they shall put off their garments wherein they ministered, and lay them up in the store chamber of the sanctuary, and they shall clothe themselves with other garments. And they shall not sanctify the people with their vestments. By exposing them to the danger of touching the sacred vestments, which none were to touch but they that were sanctified. 44:20. Neither shall they shave their heads, nor wear long hair, but they shall only pull their heads. 44:21. And no priest shall drink wine when he is to go into the inner court. 44:22. Neither shall they take to wife a widow, nor one that is divorced, but they shall take virgins of the seed of the house of Israel. But they may take a widow also, that is, the widow of a priest. 44:23. And they shall teach my people the difference between holy and profane, and shew them how to discern between clean and unclean. 44:24. And when there shall be a controversy, They shall stand in my judgments, and shall judge. They shall keep my laws, and my ordinances in all my solemnities, and sanctify my Sabbaths. 44:25. And they shall come near no dead person, lest they be defiled, only their father and mother, and son and daughter, and brother and sister, that hath not had another husband, for whom they may become unclean. 44:26. And after one is cleansed, they shall reckon unto him 7 days. 44:27. And in the day that he goeth into the sanctuary, to the inner court, to minister unto me in the sanctuary, he shall offer for his sin, saith the Lord God. 44:28. And they shall have no inheritance, I am their inheritance. Neither shall you give them any possession in Israel, for I am their possession. 44:29. They shall eat the victim both for sin and for trespass. And every vowed thing in Israel shall be theirs. 44:30. And the firstfruits of all the firstborn, and all the libations of all things that are offered, shall be the priest's. And you shall give the firstfruits of your meats to the priest, that he may return a blessing upon thy house. 44:31. The priest shall not eat of anything that is dead of itself or caught by a beast, whether it be fowl or cattle. Ezekiel chapter 45. Portions of land for the sanctuary, for the city, and for the prince. Ordinances for the prince. 45:1. And when you shall begin to divide the land by lot, separate ye first fruits to the Lord, a portion of the land to be holy, in length 25,000 and in breadth 10,000. It shall be holy in all the borders thereof round about. 25,000. Viz., reeds or cubits. 45:2. And there shall be for the sanctuary on every side 500 by 500, 4 square round about, and 50 cubits for the suburbs thereof round about. 45:3. And with this measure thou shalt measure the length of 25,000, and the breadth of 10,000, and in it shall be the temple and the holy of holies. 45:4. The holy portion of the land shall be for the priests, the ministers of the sanctuary, who come near to the ministry of the Lord, and it shall be a place for their houses, and for the holy place of the sanctuary. 45:5. And 25,000 of length, and 10,000 of breadth shall be for the Levites, that minister in the house. They shall possess 20 store chambers. 45:6. And you shall appoint the possession of the city 5,000 broad, and 25,000 long, according to the separation of the sanctuary, for the whole house of Israel. 45:7. For the prince also on the one side and on the other side, according to the separation of the sanctuary, and according to the possession of the city, over against the separation of the sanctuary, and over against the possession of the city, from the side of the sea even to the sea, and from the side of the east even to the east, and the length according to every part from the west border to the east border. 45:8. He shall have a portion of the land in Israel, and the princes shall no more rob my people, but they shall give the land to the house of Israel according to their tribes. 45:9. Thus saith the Lord God, let it suffice you, O princes of Israel. Cease from iniquity and robberies, and execute judgment and justice. Separate your confines from my people, saith the Lord God. 45:10. You shall have just balances, and a just ephah, and a just bait. 45:11. The ephah and the bait shall be equal, and of one measure, that the bait may contain the tenth part of a cor, and the ephah the tenth part of a cor. Their weight shall be equal according to the measure of a cor, the ephah and the bait. These measures were of equal capacity, but the bait served for liquids, and the ephah for dry things. 45:12. And the sickle hath 20 obols. Now 20 sickles, and 25 sickles, and 15 sickles, make himnah. 45:13. And these are the first fruits, which you shall take. The sixth part of an ephah of a cor of wheat, and the sixth part of an ephah of a cor of barley. 45:14. The measure of oil also, a bait of oil is the tenth part of a cor, and 10 baits make a cor, for 10 baits fill a cor. 45:15. And 1 ram out of a flock of 200, of those that Israel feedeth for sacrifice, and for holocausts, and for peace offerings, to make atonement for them, saith the Lord God. 45:16. All the people of the land shall be bound to these first fruits for the prince in Israel. 45:17. And the prince shall give the holocaust, and the sacrifice, and the libations on the feasts, and on the new moons, and on the Sabbaths, and on all the solemnities of the house of Israel. He shall offer the sacrifice for sin, and the holocaust, and the peace offerings to make expiation for the house of Israel. 45:18. Thus saith the Lord God, in the first month, the first of the month, thou shalt take a calf of the herd without blemish, and thou shalt expiate the sanctuary. 45:19. And the priest shall take of the blood of the sin offering, and he shall put it on the posts of the house, and on the four corners of the brim of the altar, and oil the posts of the gate of the inner court. 45:20. And so shalt thou do in the seventh day of the month, for every one that hath been ignorant, and hath been deceived by error, and thou shalt make expiation for the house. 45:21. In the first month, the 14th day of the month, you shall observe the solemnity of the Pasch. 7 days unleavened bread shall be eaten. 45:22. And the prince on that day shall offer for himself, and for all the people of the land, a calf for sin. 45:23. And in the solemnity of the 7 days he shall offer for a holocaust to the Lord, 7 calves, and 7 rams without blemish daily for 7 days, and for sin a he goat daily. 45:24. And he shall offer the sacrifice of an ephah for every calf, and an ephah for every ram, and a hin of oil for every ephah. 45:25. In the 7th month, in the 15th day of the month, in the solemn feast, he shall do the like for the 7 days, as well in regard to the sin offering, as to the holocaust, and the sacrifice, and the oil. Ezekiel chapter 46. Other ordinances for the prince and for the sacrifices. 46:1. Thus saith the Lord God, the gate of the inner court that looketh toward the east shall be shut the 6 days, on which work is done. But on the Sabbath day it shall be opened, yea, and on the day of the new moon it shall be opened. 46:2. And the prince shall enter by the way of the porch of the gate from without, and he shall stand at the threshold of the gate. And the priest shall offer his holocaust, and his peace offerings. And he shall adore upon the threshold of the gate, and shall go out. But the gate shall not be shut till the evening. 46:3. And the people of the land shall adore at the door of the gate before the Lord on the Sabbaths, and on the new moons. 46:4. And the holocaust that the prince shall offer to the Lord on the Sabbath day shall be 6 lambs without blemish, and a ram without blemish. 46:5. And the sacrifice of all ephah for a ram, but for the lambs what sacrifice his hand shall allow, and a hin of oil for every ephah. 46:6. And on the day of the new moon a calf of the herd without blemish, and the 6 lambs, and the rams shall be without blemish. 46:7. And he shall offer in sacrifice an ephah for a calf, an ephah also for a ram, but for the lambs, as his hand shall find, and a hin of oil for every ephah. 46:8. And when the prince is to go in, let him go in by the way of the porch of the gate, and let him go out the same way. 46:9. But when the people of the land shall go in before the Lord in the solemn feasts, he that goeth in by the north gate to adore, shall go out by the way of the south gate. And he that goeth in by the way of the south gate, shall go out by the way of the north gate. He shall not return by the way of the gate whereby he came in, but shall go out at that over against it. 46:10. And the prince in the midst of them, shall go in when they go in, and go out when they go out. 46:11. And in the fairs, and in the solemnities there shall be the sacrifice of an ephah to a calf, and an ephah to a ram, and to the lambs, the sacrifice shall be as his hand shall find, and a hin of oil to every ephah. 46:12. But when the prince shall offer a voluntary holocaust, or a voluntary peace offering to the Lord, the gate that looketh towards the east shall be opened to him, and he shall offer his holocaust, and his peace offerings, as it is wont to be done on the Sabbath day. And he shall go out, and the gate shall be shut after he is gone forth. 46:13. And he shall offer every day for a holocaust to the Lord, a lamb of the same year without blemish. He shall offer it always in the morning. 46:14. And he shall offer the sacrifice for it morning by morning, the 6th part of an ephah, and the 3rd part of a hin of oil to be mingled with the fine flour, a sacrifice to the Lord by ordinance continual and everlasting. 46:15. He shall offer the lamb, and the sacrifice, and the oil morning by morning, an everlasting holocaust. 46:16. Thus saith the Lord God, if the prince give a gift to any of his sons, the inheritance of it shall go to his children, they shall possess it by inheritance. 46:17. But if he give a legacy out of his inheritance to one of his servants, It shall be his until the year of release, and it shall return to the prince, but his inheritance shall go to his sons. 46:18. And the prince shall not take of the people's inheritance by violence, nor of their possession, but out of his own possession he shall give an inheritance to his sons, that my people may not disperse every man from his possession. 46:19. And he brought me in by the entry that was at the side of the gate, into the chambers of the sanctuary that were for the priests, which looked toward the north, and there was a place bending to the west. 46:20. And he said to me, This is the place where the priests shall boil the sin offering, and the trespass offering, where they shall dress the sacrifice, that they may not bring it out into the outer court, and the people be sanctified. 46:21. And he brought me into the outer court, and he led me about by the four corners of the court. And behold, there was a little court in the corner of the court. To every corner of the court there was a little court. 46:22. In the four corners of the court were little courts disposed, 40 cubits long, and 30 broad, all the four were of one measure. 46:23. And there was a wall round about compassing the four little courts, and there were kitchens built under the rows round about. 46:24. And he said to me, This is the house of the kitchens wherein the ministers of the house of the Lord shall boil the victims of the people. Ezekiel chapter 47. The vision of the holy waters issuing out from under the temple. The borders of the land to be divided among the 12 tribes. 47:1. And he brought me again to the gate of the house, and behold, waters issued out from under the threshold of the house toward the east. For the forefront of the house looked toward the east. But the waters came down to the right side of the temple to the south part of the altar. Waters. These waters are not to be understood literally, for there were none such that flowed from the temple, but mystically, of the baptism of Christ, and of his doctrine and his grace. The trees that grow on the banks are Christian virtues. The fishes are Christians, that spiritually live in and by these holy waters. The fishermen are the apostles, and apostolic preachers. The fenny places, where there is no health, are such as by being out of the church are separated from these waters of life. 47:2. And he led me out by the way of the north gate, and he caused me to turn to the way without the outward gate to the way that looked toward the east. And behold, there ran out waters on the right side. 47:3. And when the man that had the line in his hand went out towards the east, he measured 1,000 cubits. And he brought me through the water up to the ankles. 47:4. And again he measured 1,000, and he brought me through the water up to the knees. 47:5. And he measured 1,000, and he brought me through the water up to the loins. And he measured 1,000, and it was a torrent, which I could not pass over. For the waters were risen so as to make a deep torrent, which could not be passed over. 47:6. And he said to me, Surely thou hast seen, O son of man. And he brought me out, and he caused me to turn to the bank of the torrent. 47:7. And when I had turned myself, behold, on the bank of the torrent were very many trees on both sides. 47:8. And he said to me, These waters that issue forth toward the hillocks of sand to the east, and go down to the plains of the desert, shall go into the sea, and shall go out, and the waters shall be healed. 47:9. And every living creature that creepeth whithersoever the torrent shall come, shall live. And there shall be fishes in abundance after these waters shall come thither, and they shall be healed, and all things shall live to which the torrent shall come. 47:10. And the fishers shall stand over these waters, from Engadi even to Engalim there shall be drying of nets. There shall be many sorts of the fishes thereof, as the fishes of the great sea, a very great multitude. 47:11. But on the shore thereof, and in the fenny places they shall not be healed, because they shall be turned into salt pits. 47:12. And by the torrent on the banks thereof on both sides shall grow all trees that bear fruit. Their leaf shall not fall off, and their fruit shall not fail. Every month shall they bring forth first fruits, because the waters thereof shall issue out of the sanctuary. And the fruits thereof shall be for food, and the leaves thereof for medicine. 47:13. Thus saith the Lord God, This is the border, by which you shall possess the land according to the 12 tribes of Israel. For Joseph hath the double portion. 47:14. And you shall possess it, every man in like manner as his brother, concerning which I lifted up my hand to give it to your fathers. And this land shall fall unto you for a possession. 47:15. And this is the border of the land, toward the north side, from the Great Sea by the way of Hethlon, as men go to Sadada. 47:16. Amath, the river, Sabarim, which is between the border of Damascus and the border of Amath, the house of Tekin, which is by the border of Aran. 47:17. And the border from the sea even to the court of Inan, shall be the border of Damascus, and from the north to the north. The border of Amath, this is the north side. 47:18. And the east side is from the midst of Aran, and from the midst of Damascus, and from the midst of Gilead, and from the midst of the land of Israel, Jordan making the bound to the east sea, and thus you shall measure the east side. 47:19. And the south side southward is, from Amr even to the waters of contradiction of Cades, and the torrent even to the great sea, and this is the south side southward. 47:20. And the side toward the sea is the great sea from the border straight on till thou come to Amath. This is the side of the sea. 47:21. And you shall divide this land unto you by the tribes of Israel. 47:22. And you shall divide it by lot for an inheritance to you, and to the strangers that shall come over to you, that shall beget children among you. And they shall be unto you as men of the same country born among the children of Israel. They shall divide the possession with you in the midst of the tribes of Israel. 47:23. And in what tribe soever the stranger shall be, there shall you give him possession, saith the Lord God. Ezekiel chapter 48. The portions of the 12 tribes, of the sanctuary, of the city, and of the prince. The dimensions and gates of the city. 48:1. And these are the names of the tribes from the borders of the north, by the way of Hethlon, as they go to Amath, the court of Inan, and the border of Damascus northward, by the way of Amath. And from the east side thereof to the sea shall be one portion for Dan. 48:2. And by the border of Dan, from the east side even to the side of the sea, one portion for Asser. 48:3. And by the border of Asser, from the east side even to the side of the sea, one portion for Naphtali. 48:4. And by the border of Naphtali, from the east side even to the side of the one portion for Manasseh. 48:5. And by the border of Manasseh, from the east side even to the side of the sea, one portion for Ephraim. 48:6. And by the border of Ephraim, from the east side even to the side of the sea, one portion for Reuben. 48:7. And by the border of Reuben, from the east side even to the side of the sea, one portion for Judah. 48:8. And by the border of Judah, from the east side even to the side of the sea, shall be the first fruits which you shall set apart, 25,000 in breadth and length, as every one of the portions from the east side to the side of the sea. And the sanctuary shall be in the midst thereof. 48:9. The first fruits which you shall set apart for the Lord will be the length of 25,000, and the breadth of 10,000. 48:10. And these shall be the first fruits of the sanctuary for the priests, toward the north 25,000 in length, and toward the sea 10,000 in breadth, and toward the east also 10,000 in breadth, and toward the south 25,000 in length. And the sanctuary of the Lord shall be in the midst thereof. 48:11. The sanctuary shall be for the priests of the sons of Zadok, who kept my ceremonies, and went not astray when the children of Israel went astray, as the Levites also went astray. 48:12. And for them shall be the first fruits of the land holy of holies, by the border of the Levites. 48:13. And the Levites in like manner shall have by the borders of the priests 25,000 in length, and 10,000 in breadth. All the length shall be 25,000, and the breadth 10,000. 48:14. And they shall not sell thereof, nor exchange, neither shall the first fruits of the land be alienated, because they are sanctified to the Lord. 48:15. But the 5,000 that remain in the breadth over against the 25,000, shall be a profane place for the city for a dwelling, and four suburbs in the city shall be in the midst thereof. 48:16. And these are the measures thereof. On the north side 4,500, and on the south side 4,500, and on the east side 4,500, and on the west side 4,500. 48:17. And the suburbs of the city shall be to the north 250, and the south 250, and to the east 250, and to the sea 250. 48:18. And the residue in length by the first fruits of the sanctuary, 10,000 toward the east, and 10,000 toward the west, shall be as the first fruits of the sanctuary. and the fruit thereof shall be for bread to them that serve the city. 48:19. And they that serve the city shall serve it out of all the tribes of Israel. 48:20. All the first fruits of 25,000 by 25,000 foursquare shall be set apart for the first fruits of the sanctuary, and for the possession of the city. 48:21. And the residue shall be for the prince on every side of the first fruits of the sanctuary, and of the possession of the city over against the 25,000 of the first fruits unto the east border, toward the sea also over against the 25,000, and to the border of the sea, shall likewise be the portion of the prince. And the first fruits of the sanctuary, and the sanctuary of the temple shall be in the midst thereof. 48:22. And from the possession of the Levites, and from the possession of the city which are in the midst of the prince's portions, what shall be to the border of Judah, and to the border of Benjamin, shall also belong to the prince. 48:23. And for the rest of the tribes, from the east side to the west side, one portion for Benjamin. 48:24. And over against the border of Benjamin, from the east side to the west side, one portion for Simeon. 48:25. And by the border of Simeon, from the east side to the west side, one portion for Issachar. 48:26. And by the border of Issachar, from the east side to the west side, one portion for Zebulun. 48:27. And by the border of Zebulun, from the east side to the side of the sea, one portion for Gad. 48:28. And by the border of Gad, the south side southward. And the border shall be from Amra, even to the waters of contradiction of Cades, the inheritance over against the great sea. 48:29. This is the land which you shall divide by lot to the tribes of Israel. And these are the portions of them, saith the Lord God. 48:30. And these are the goings out of the city. On the north side thou shalt measure 4,500. 48:31. And the gates of the city according to the names of the tribes of Israel, three gates on the north side, the gate of Reuben 1, the gate of Judah 1, the gate of Levi 1. 48:32. And at the east side, 4,500. And three gates, the gate of Joseph 1, the gate of Benjamin 1, the gate of Dan 1. 48:33. And at the south side, thou shalt measure 4,500. And three gates, the gate of Simeon 1, the gate of Issachar 1, the gate of Zebulun 1. 48:34. And at the west side, 4,500. And there three gates, the gate of Gad 1, the gate of Asher 1, the gate of Naphtali 1. 48:35. Its circumference was 18,000. And the name of the city from that day, the Lord is there. The Lord is there. This name is here given to the city, that is, to the church of Christ, because the Lord is always with her till the end of the world. Map 28.20.